All right, we're going to have our young men, our young boys in a devotional for these next 5 minutes, so join in if you would. We're going to have Grayson come on up first. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer.
This world is not my home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Lord, you know I am. Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
You're singing. Jesus called them one by one. Jesus called them one by one. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Next, and Philip, Thomas, too. Matthew, and Bartholomew. James, the one they called the West. Simon, also Thaddeus. The 12 apostles, Judas, made. Jesus was by him betrayed. Yes, Jesus called them. Yes, Jesus called them. Yes, Jesus called them. And they all followed him.
We will be singing Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him.
Oh, right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our family. Help us to worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be singing 960. It's me. Verses 1 and 4. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. I'm a father, but
sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
One more time.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Thank you, young man. If you're a visitor with us tonight, we count you as our honored guest. We'd ask that you fill out one of the cards from the pew in front of you. And if you're a regular member and need something from our elders, please also fill out the other side of that card and give it to one of our regular members or the elders. We'll be glad to have a record of your visit with us. We'd like to express our sympathy to Dee Dee McManus in the passing of her mother, Gloria Bulldog. This past Friday, there will be a celebration of life for the family at a later date. This week is our week to deliver Meals on Wheels. We're still in need of someone on Monday. If you can help with this, please sign the sheet on the table located outside of the sound room. Thursday night will be our last scheduled room in the inn for this season. Miss Judy's food team will be preparing the meal for that, and you need to meet down front after services tonight to finalize your menu. That's all the announcements I have. Now we'll enter into our evening worship.
We are glad to have everybody here this evening. Glad to see a few visitors out here tonight. We're excited. We have something a little bit different from our normal Sunday night services this evening. We have an hour of scripture and song and some really good time of worship and praise together. We're honored. We have a couple of my friends that have come and agreed to help lead this hour. Matt Gargas, who is a song leader at the Cox Boulevard Church of Christ. If you've been around any of the area singings, he's no stranger to you. He'll be leading for us tonight, as well as Joey Durr, my high school chorus director, who is at Chisholm Hills and who is also the deacon over the Hispanic ministry there, whom we support and are heavily invested in. And so this night is titled Jesus Is. And so as we go throughout the night, we're going to see different names and attributes and titles that Scripture gives to Jesus, and we're going to relate these Scriptures into songs of praise tonight. And so thank you once again for being here. We're going to start out with the title of Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
This is taken from Jeremiah 17:14. Lord, in reference to Yahweh, Jehovah, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise.
Well, let's stand as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. To Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all.
Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How He loves me.
Chapter 20, verses 27 through 28. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God."
Jesus, you were all to me. Why did you die on Calvary? O Lamb of God, I fail to see how this could be part of the plan. They say that you're alive again, but I saw death and every sin reach out to claim their darkest wind.
If you haven't had the opportunity to grab the Lord's Supper, if you please raise your hand and some guys will come and give it to you. Luke 22:19. It reads, he took bread and when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Looking at the last part of that verse, do this in remembrance of me, I want to focus our attention to that. Do this in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is a reflection of Jesus' sacrifice. However, we have this time that we can share together to also reflect on our own Christian walk. As we pray, I want to reflect on this question. Why did we become a Christian? I want us to reflect on that while we reflect on Jesus' sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus. Let's pray. Father Heaven, thank you for all that you do. God, thank you for bringing your Son to die on the cross for our sins and to give up his own body for us. God, as we partake of the bread, just help us just to remember his sacrifice, but also reflect on his love that he has shown to us. As we sing in Son's name, amen. Let's pray. Father, Heaven, God, we want to come again to say thank you. Thank you for allowing this time that we have to reflect on our Christian walk. And the reason why we became a Christian is because of your Son's sacrifice. God, as we partake of the cup and drink from it, we want to lift up our hands and our hearts to you and say thank you. Jesus Christ is willing. Your Son was willing to sacrifice his own blood, shed his own blood, take a beating for us, to forgive us for our sins. Please, God, to allow us to reflect on that. In your son's name, amen. We also have opportunity to give back. We can give online. We can also give in the box that's by the audio room. Colossians 3:17 says, "In whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." As well in verse 23, "Whatever you do, work heartily as is for the Lord, not for man." Whatever we do, do it heartily, as is for the Lord, not for man. We are called not only to give back to our congregation, but also give back to God. So I challenge you, whatever you do, do it for God, not for you, not for yourself, not for anybody else, but do it for God. Let's pray. Father, Heaven, God, we want to come to you again and give thanks to you, not just for the building that we have over our heads, not just for the seats that we're sitting in, but your mercy, your grace, and your everlasting love that you've shown to us. Sometimes we ask ourselves, how do we give back? Sometimes it's more than just physical. Sometimes it's more than spiritual. But God, please allow us to give back in your name, only your name. As I say, thank you once again. In your son's name, amen.
Jesus is, and you'll see the reference, holy. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. When your friends know who you are, that's one thing. But for an enemy, someone who opposes you, a demon possessed a man in Mark chapter 1, speaking through that man and from the man's voice, said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of Israel."
Let's stand as we sing this song. This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground. For the Lord.
and one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Holy, holy, holy.
Joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Let's stand, please.
On Zion's glorious summit stood a numerous host redeemed by blood.
Of the sword of faithful.
seated, please.
Our Lord is holy, and a holy God to an unholy people. That's grace. He is our Savior. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Jesus is Savior.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, keeper, spirit we love to embrace.
Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
I could not find
thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that
cornerstone. The Bible says in Isaiah 28:16, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste.
My hope is filled on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. Paul writes, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord."
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving.
Has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Please stand. Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us. That's the glory of your name, be the passion of
I know one song we'll sing in heaven, but the chorus of that song, when we are all chanting, you are all to us. That's one that sounds like would work for that moment. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Scriptures say in Revelation, in a vision up into heaven, for the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Beautiful Lamb of God, guiltless and pure as snow, gentle and merciful. Beautiful Lamb of God, sent from the Father's love, sent from the throne above, sent to redeem us with His blood. Beautiful Lamb of God, guiltless and pure as snow, gentle and merciful. Beautiful Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God, suffering great pain.
Chapter 5 and verse 12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Amen.
You are my all in all.
next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
Your only Son, no sin too high, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I am a holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love, they crucified, they laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named abroad and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have drawn me to your side, to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
I don't know how dark it must have been when Jesus died on the cross and breathed his last, the words he uttered into the sky. What did his people think? That darkness didn't last long. For on the third day, he rose again. What light that must have been to see the risen Lord. Jesus is alive. In the text we're reading, in 2 Samuel 22:47, I'd like for you to read along with me. David sang this at the top of the mountain after the Lord had brought great victory. So read this with me if you would. The Bible says, "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation."
I will call on the Lord.
The Lord, the Lamb, and the Spirit.
Mark 16:6, the angel said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him."
We'll stand as we sing.
There is
beyond the azure blue a guide concealed from human sight. He tends his skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great light. There is a God, he is alive, and we live and we survive.
And we survive from death's dark eye.
There.
said.
If he stayed dead in the tomb, he would have been a good teacher. If he stayed dead in the tomb, he would have been a good healer, because it worked. If he stayed dead in the tomb, he would have been a great rebellion leader. If he stayed dead in the tomb, he would have been a good friend. If he had stayed dead in the tomb, some would have even said he'd be a great person. But he didn't stay dead in the tomb. And so, he became the great teacher, the great healer, the eternal Savior, the Lamb of God, the cornerstone and rock of our salvation. And so, we commit to him willingly and in service, for he rose from the dead. We love him. We serve him. And as the scriptures say in Acts chapter 4, 11 and 12, there is no other name by which we must be saved than our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he rose up from the grave. And the commitment we make is the piercing of an ear. In the Old Testament, when the servant and the slave wanted to stay, they put the lobe of their ear on the doorpost, and the master took an awl, which is a giant wooden nail, and they pierced him to the door. And the servant stayed as he lovingly committed himself to his master. We're about to sing the song, Pierce My Ear. If that is your plea, that you stay with the risen Lord, then sing out in this invitation. But if it hasn't been your plea, but tonight you want to make it your plea, this is your invitation to come and respond as we sing out to the risen Lord together, a commitment we've made as his people. Let's stand and sing.
Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God.
I want to thank you for being here tonight. I have no doubt that God indeed was glorified tonight. I appreciate you giving us a few extra minutes of your time this evening. I want to thank Matt and Joey for coming here, as well as everybody who had a part in this service. We want to encourage everybody to be back for a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30. So don't forget that. This time I have Dad lead us in a closing prayer.
God, our Father, how great you are. It is our prayer that we have honored you in our songs tonight, that your will has been done. God, we thank you for this life, but we most of all thank you for eternity. And it's our prayer that if we meet again, whether it's here on this earth or that it's in eternity, that we'll be with you and be yours. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, you have it.